from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Whether you're just wrapping up the night shift or on your way to start the day, we got what you need.
Welcome to the morning shift.
It's the most mid-team in history.
A whole new way to start your day with nationally televised reporter Tiffany Blackman.
Any pizza for me can be a personal.
Can't wait.
Former Falcons and Alabama offensive lineman Mike Jarrett.
I've had my butt chewed by Nick Saban a few times.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
And Atlanta sports radio guru Bo Morgan.
You know who I am? I'm Squid Bill.
You tell him I'm coming! And hell's coming with me, you hear?
It's a new experience.
And a new take on a sports morning show.
The morning shift is on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
Good morning.
For the love.
This is the morning shift because I am Squid Billy, Bo Morgan.
Love. Somebody turn this guy off.
The All-American, national champion, former Atlanta Falcon.
No, I'm not identifying with
Nick
any of that
Saban
today.
Is on record for saying his favorite player from the 2009 Alabama national championship team, Mike Johnson. And today, our very special guest, Fox 5's Kelly Price, is in the house with us as our girl Tiffany is off to Paris.
She's jet setting.
Yes.
What are the odds that Tiff's listening right now?
Zero.
She hasn't
Less
flown
than
out
zero.
Yet.
Less than zero. Less negative, than zero. Negative, yeah. Negative one at least.
I will say that she definitely, Kelly, she definitely waited till after the good morning thing because she was probably like, I'm going to wait till Bo gets out of his system and then maybe I'll listen.
You know what, though? I disagree, Kelly, because yesterday Tiffany was like, hey, go ahead and do your good morning, which
she
never lets me
it.
Do.
She's going to miss it.
Mm-hmm.
She's definitely... She's in for a rude awakening because I know that she doesn't think she's going to miss us, but she's going to get like 2 weeks from now and be like, golly, I wish I had Mike and Bo this morning. Kelly, are you, and we covered this a little bit on the 929 Morning Shift Twitter account, are you a morning person? Because I know that this can be a little bit of a difficult twist in things if you're used to sleeping in.
Yeah, that 4 a.m. alarm.
That hits hard.
That hit different this morning, but we got the coffee, we're rolling, we're here, and I'm really excited to be here.
Coffee,
so.
Another coffee drinker, which I absolutely love.
Oh, you got to.
This one is, he's got some kind of weird chemical in his drink over here that I can't even identify, but I try to let him do his own thing.
Well, it's a lot of chemicals, Neo Energy, and
pretty sure they outlawed that in California
natural
recently.
Energy.
So I'm not, I don't want to talk about that too much.
Well, they're allowed. I mean, pretty much everything's outlawed in California these days. That's why everybody's moving to Texas. But anyways, I digress.
Kelly, you are with Fox 5. Obviously, people know you from there, but we're going to be hanging out with you today. We're going to cover all the things. Have you ever listened to this show before?
Oh my gosh! I'm not always up at 6 a.m.
That's kind of was my follow up, and I was like, "You're not a morning person. You might not listen to the morning."
But especially in training camp when I'm driving a flowery branch at all hours of the morning.
There you go.
I'm tuned in. I'm locked in. But I listen throughout the day, just like all of your listeners that are listening right now in the car or whatever. That's me.
Yeah. Would you say that training camp is your busiest time of the year? I know that it is for a lot of Atlanta media.
It's kind of the craziest time of year because it's all over the place,
yeah.
right? Whereas yeah. football season, it's like, you know what every day kind of brings. It's a little more regimented. But yeah, it's busy. It's crazy. But it's yeah. fun.
That's awesome, man. Bo, do you want to touch on a little bit why you came skipping in the door today, man? Because honestly, I haven't seen you that happy. And I'm not going to say in the entire time I've known you. It was close. Like, I'd say it was up there. Like,
yeah.
You felt good this morning.
Well, came a little bit short last night of the actual goal. But it, you know, when you donate money every week, and obviously a lot of you people know, Kelly, for you as well, and the listeners that don't know, I play in Men's Golf Association at my golf club called MGA Night. And it's kind of a running joke on here that I'll come in here a little banged up some mornings. I'll come in here normally angry, rarely happy.
And I threw my putter yesterday. I snapped my driver in half like Bo Jackson.
The putter is the one thing I take care of. I treat it very kindly. Because
I'm sure you have like a Scotty Cameron, knowing you.
I do have a Scotty Cameron.
Yeah, of course you do. I mean, like it's like so,
but I didn't,
so on brand for you.
But I traded a favor for the Scotty.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. Don't ask a favor. But anyways, and so I've had a meltdown last week. Worst round I've ever played in MGA. A complete and utter meltdown. And I said, I've had enough. And the guy who's actually listening, his name's Derek, he'd hit me up and was like, anytime you want lessons. So I messaged him.
It was
him.
That bad.
It was that bad. I messaged him literally.
You're like, Derek, help, Derek, help.
He's like, I can't watch this anymore. I have to help this man.
Exactly, exactly.
I literally messaged him in the clubhouse last week after the round.
No kidding.
I hadn't even had my dinner yet. No kidding.
You were that mad.
I was broken. I was a broken man.
Kelly, I will say this. Look, Bo and I do a league ourselves. It's a simulator. It's a racing simulator. Tiffany likes to call it a video game. It's not. But I won the other night, and Bo refused to give me kudos. I'm going to do the opposite, because as the leader of the mafia, feel like we are very even keel, and I like to give kudos where necessary. So, hey, man, congrats on you for the finish last night. I'm glad you played well. That's usually how this friendship thing works, especially when you're coworkers. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, that's
how
it works.
Very early for firing shots.
He's so salty. Like,
in the
he's
nation,
so salty at all times.
Weak.
I don't understand it, man.
We're not weak in the nation. Listen. We crush our enemies.
Being able to praise somebody else is not weakness, man. That's a sign of maturity.
Well, I appreciate it. We had a good round going, and we hit a little rut after we did shots, birdie shots, and then the round started going a little bit sideways.
Sure.
And last hole.
Got to get it back on the rails, man.
Last hole's a par three. I had to knock it up there close. And not too close, but close enough that we had to make a little bit of a putt. My boy Carter drains it.
Yeah.
We're in the money. And we go home with money in our pockets.
Attaboy, Carter. All right, look, man, we're going to get throughout the show. We're going to have a lot of fun today. The end of SEC Media Days yesterday, we'll get into in just a second. Braves back in action tonight against the Cardinals. We'll get you caught up on all the pitching matchups and probables with that one. I actually kind of think this is a spicy in the huddle today. A.J. Terrell ranked as far as NFL corners go according to other scouts and personnel people from around the league. We'll talk about that. Was he disrespected in a lot of ways? I know Bo has thoughts on that. So Fair Foul Friday. We also got Grant McCauley coming up at 8:20. But for right now, like I said, the end of SEC Media Days yesterday. So at the podium yesterday, you had Mark Stoops. You had Lane Kiffin. You had Hugh Freeze. Who am I missing right now? I know that we had four of them yesterday. So
Elko from Texas A&M.
That's right, Texas A&M. So I haven't heard much from Mike Elko as far as sound bites yesterday. I don't know that's probably honestly, I would say for a guy like Mike Elko, it's probably the aim. That's probably what he wants. Like I don't need to say anything that stands out. One guy that did talk about Texas A&M yesterday was Mark Stoops. He was asked about the possibility of him leaving Kentucky for Texas A&M, and he actually had some interesting thoughts.
You don't believe everything you see on Twitter, do you? Hey, listen, I said it in the main room, and it's true. You know, I was pursued by A&M. I had out of respect for everybody involved. I'm at Kentucky. As I've said, there's only 19 coaches in the history of SEC that's been in a school 12 years or more. And last year, I think Coach became 18 and Coach Saban, and this year I became 19. I like being a part of that group. You know, I fit well at Kentucky. I've been very blessed to be there as long as I have. And I love the team that I have. And, you know, I've been pursued before. And I like where I'm at.
Yeah, college football coaches love being pursued because that means they get a new contract and there's security. Even if there's not security long-term at the school because, you know, you can be fired at any point. He's done a phenomenal job. He's completely changed what Kentucky has always been. And I even heard some people asking the question, is Mark Stoops on the hot seat the other day? And I was sitting there going, didn't he just get pursued? Didn't he just sign a contract? Like, how, no. And in Kentucky, Mark Stoops is one of the best coaches in not only the SEC but the country. Kentucky would be absolutely dumb to get rid of him.
I agree. And, you know, Kelly, I was thinking the refreshing thing about it is that he actually admitted there was some pursuit. How many times do we hear, like, head coaches like, I haven't talked to anybody, don't know what you're talking about? And it's always, like, an agent, Jimmy Sexton or something like that, that's like, you were definitely talking to them, man, just because it was your agent.
Well, maybe you saw how Texas A&M's baseball coach kind of flubbed that whole situation, yeah. And he was like, you know what? What I'm not going to do is that. But, I mean, to your point, Bo, like, this guy is the most tenured coach in the SEC now with 12 years, which is kind of wild to think about. But, yeah, I mean, it's going to be interested to see what he does at Kentucky. I know he talked a lot yesterday about how they really want to get over that next hump as a program and kind of make as an SEC team. So we'll see. I know we have some sound from him about Brock Vandegrift that he's going to be there as well now. So should be interesting to see what Kentucky does.
For the last 5 years, he's got winning seasons, and the one he doesn't was the COVID year. And I'm not making excuses there because, look, it happened. And it was your COVID year happened. He won games that year. They didn't, but to look down and it's like 8-5, and then that year 5-6, and it's like 10-3, 7-6, 7-6. Kentucky football, we'll take that all day long. I mean, they were essentially
they're a football school now.
Yeah, they were Vanderbilt for a while, basically.
Why do you say Vanderbilt? It's like you always do that. Vanderbilt with a Vanderbilt. It's Vanderbilt.
Why does it bother you?
I don't know, man. It just drives me nuts. Have you guys? I'm assuming you've been to Lexington.
I actually haven't.
Oh my gosh, beautiful! Like I was thinking when he said that, I was like, I'd probably rather live in Lexington than College Station, all things aside, because Lexington's absolutely beautiful, and you got the horses up there and everything else. Bluegrass country, all the above.
You don't have those weird trail. No weird yell calls in the middle of the night.
No weird yell calls. No kind of anything strange like that. Have you been to Fayetteville? Anybody? Nobody else been
to
Fayetteville?
Can't say I have. Not on my bucket list either.
I think I've driven through there. I drove through Arkansas years ago on the way to the great city of Oklahoma City.
I've driven to Oklahoma City as well.
Yeah.
Now, look, we talked about Mark Stoops. He's going to hang out in Lexington at least a little bit longer. But one guy that's wondering if he's going to have a change of address is Sam Pittman.
Well, I'm popular now, just the wrong way. I'm hot. What, 2 years ago, I was keynote speaker at AFCA and was one of the top six guys for the Coach of the Year award. Isn't it crazy? I want to be that guy and not this one that was out there last year. I think we can be. Listen, what's fair is fair. If you're going to get patted on the back, you're going to get punched in the gut. And to be honest with you, the only one that can really control the hot seat is me and what we do with our football team. It's never been about me, so I'm really not concerned about it. I'm concerned about the state, the players, and our staff. And we got a good football team.
So they're bringing in Bob Petrino as the offensive coordinator, Kelly. And I was going to say, I'll throw this over to you because I always make the comment on here that Bobby Petrino is actually the, as far as things the city of Atlanta can come together on, there's almost nobody in this city that has anything good to say about Bobby Petrino. It's always like, you can argue about whatever you want, where to eat, where to go, what the traffic is, but you bring up the name Bobby Petrino, people are like, yeah, that guy sucks.
He will be feeling some type of way for sure. Is. Well, my favorite part of that was actually when he says, if you're going to get a pat on the back, you're going to get a punch in the gut. Maybe that should be the new SEC slogan instead of it just means more, because that is so true for these coaches.
Yeah, it's great coach speak. You think
if you're going to get patted on the back, you're going to get punched in the gut.
Yeah, it's a bad idea to bring in a guy who, look, let's be honest about what Bobby Petrino is. He's not necessarily a guy of high character or morals. And I wouldn't trust that guy, you know, with, anything. My worst enemy, I wouldn't try. I wouldn't say, you know what, take Bobby Petrino in. But the bottom line is that schools like Arkansas sometimes need to know their place. Yeah. And this ain't the SWAC anymore. This ain't the old Southwest
Conference.
They're
not bottom feeders either, though, man. But they got a proud program.
But guess what? You know, a couple years ago, he had them at 8-4. And then 2 years ago, they were 7-6. A great year for Arkansas is 9 wins, okay? So one losing season should not get you fired in a conference like the SEC, especially now and what it's going to now.
Darren McFadden would like to have a word. This hour is brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured? Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. All right, we're going to go the front page coming up next. The Pro Bowls are out for this weekend's Brave Series. We'll talk about that. And also, there's a name change coming in Tuscaloosa. Bryant-Denny Stadium is going to have a little bit of an addition. Is it enough? I have thoughts. That's coming up next on the front page. It's the Morning Shift, 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's more than just sports talk. This is the Morning Shift.
I'm in.
Me too.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike Johnson hanging out. Got Squid Billy Bo Morgan flanking my left and adding a little bit of class to the joint. Fox 5's Kelly Price hanging out flanking my right. Now, she has already admitted to us, not usually a morning person. What's the alarm usually go off? Or do you set an alarm? Some people don't.
Honestly, I don't normally set an
You're
alarm.
You're kidding me.
Because
good
we work
you.
At night, so like right. I don't have to be up at
like
a certain time unless it's training camp or something like that.
Well, let me ask you this. What time would you normally go to bed then? Like,
Depends on the day, but if I'm like in studio until midnight, we're on air on
Fox
5 till midnight, probably like 1 or something in the morning.
Well, that's the better question. Is you worked last night.
I did.
Oh, so what time did you go to bed last night?
We're in the day-day schedule.
Well, sleeping was something that was elusive last night for sure. I was so excited to be here today that I was like, just could barely wait.
There you go.
That's it. I mean, look, sometimes that happens when people get to hang out with me and Bo. So I understand that.
More just me.
Is that what it is? Yeah. Okay, I was trying to heap praise on both of us, but you're like, I'm going to steer left.
Yeah.
I'm going to take it personal.
It's all about me.
Let me ask you this, because we're gonna grill you. We're going to do a timeout next segment, so that's coming up in about 20 minutes, so we'll get a chance to know you a little bit better. But as far as your weekends go, you said you've been married for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
What do the weekends look like these days, especially during the summer? Are you a full-time person or what?
Yeah, I mean, my weekends, quote-unquote, are Friday, Saturday, so today's actually my Saturday.
There you go.
My husband has a normal person job, so he has Saturday, Sunday like a normal person.
Nice. What sector is he in?
He is in chemical engineering sales. So
that's a normal sector?
I was going to say, that's a normal sector
he's
job.
Got a like, nine to, he's got a normal job compared to me. 9 to 5.
What'd you say? Chemical what?
Chemical engineer.
Chemical engineering sales.
It's okay. She's just married to Dr. Evil over
there.
Yeah,
I was going
to
say, like, that sounds like some serious stuff, man. I don't think that's a normal person job, but at least he has normal person hours. All right, we got to talk about the Braves and everything else going on. Let's hit the front page.
One, two, three.
It's time to take a look at today's top headlines.
This is the front page on the Morning Shift.
All right, Braves back in action tonight. They announced their probables going into the weekend. You'll get Schwellenbach tonight against Sonny Gray. They're facing off with the Cardinals, who were 2-3 in their last five, headed into the All-Star break. Bo, Braves kind of need to start hot, but I don't want to act like, you know, anybody's sounding the alarm, because I know you get irritated with that. And obviously, they're 11 games over 500, so nobody's really that alarmed. But it would be nice if this offense would get off to a nice start.
Well, you want to continue kind of the momentum. You had a good road trip. I say good because you won 4-3 on the road on the West Coast, so you kind of got that back where you had had a bad road trip before. But you got a team that was struggling a little bit before the All-Star break in St. Louis. They were only 5-5. And you've got arguably one of your hottest pitchers going tonight in Schwellenbach. These are two guys, Kelly, that both in Sonny Gray and Schwellenbach going against each other, they both want to use a plethora of pitches.
A repertoire.
Yeah.
Plethora. Very, bringing very out the vocab words here.
Well, I use plethora because repertoire is not a word.
Sometimes.
Repertoire is not one that normally goes with my accent very well, so I use plethora. It's much easier for me to say.
We're going AP Lit here with the words. But no, I mean, it should be a really good series. It's interesting because the Cardinals are in a similar place as the Braves. They're second place in their division as well. But their records are a little different, and the way that they've played baseball has been a little different.
Yeah.
The Cardinals, like you said, they've kind of been, they look a little bit better than they actually have been. I think the Braves are the better team here, and it should be an interesting matchup to see kind of what it looks like this weekend.
Yeah, I think the Cardinals started off the season just inexplicably bad, and I think they've tried to kind of catch up and play catch up since then. That's a really, it's not a very good division. I think the Cubs are in last place over there, but they're all kind of bunched up right there in the middle.
Yeah,
go ahead.
What's funny about that?
What?
The Cubs are as many games out of first place as
the Braves, probably.
Yeah.
I was going to say,
yeah.
I mean, it's what are they, 8.5?
They are. That's what's funny about it. To your point, they did St. Louis, when they started the season, you're like, are they going to have another really bad season in St. Louis? That's just so unlike that organization, which has been so good for so many years. And they haven't really won anything since, what, I think 2011, maybe?
Has it been that long?
Yeah, I think so. I would know because I got a Cardinals fan in my neighborhood, and he always wants to talk trash.
Dude, I told you before, I grew up a massive Cubs fan. The Cubs won the World Series, what was that, 2015, 2016. So for my birthday the next year, my wife buys me tickets to the Cubs opener, but it happens to be in St. Louis. So the Cubs are coming off their first World Series in 100-plus years. We go to St. Louis for opening day, and what do? They trot out every World Series trophy they have in the history of that franchise. They put it on the back of the Clydesdales and trot it around. I was like, can we just have our moment for the love? Can we just have this one day to celebrate the Cubs?
I tell you what, you sure are high on getting your due. Like, you know, you tell me I got my victory, and then you're – but then when I
tell – wait 108 years, but, you'd be the same
but,
way, buddy.
But you know what the weirdest thing
Curse
is?
Broken.
Yeah.
Big deal.
Kelly, listen to this.
Here we go.
He wants his Cubs to have their moment. Their moment. He wants me to tell him how great his victory was Tuesday night in iRacing.
Like mention every now and then.
But,
you know, it's not that big a deal.
But listen,
we'll print
to this.
Out a plaque.
There you go.
Get
but,
that.
But get this. When I say that he's a All-American, when he's a national champion, he starts. His skin starts moving. He just can't get comfortable. And I'm like,
he just wants the little thing. Just wants the little things.
Listen, that was I don't like talking about yesteryear. You know what I mean?
That's,
like, that was a long time ago.
Well, that's why I didn't congratulate you on your. And that was a long time ago.
Yeah,
it was like 8 hours
that was
ago.
That was 6 hours prior.
Yeah.
Real quick, Kelly, you have your pulse on the city as well. Do you think Braves fans are panicking just a little bit?
I don't know if panic is the word I would use. I think you last year, right? Historic offense. Totally different situation this year. So I think when you think about what now you watch them this year, it looks different. But 11 games over, you know, 500. The division is this point, but they're not that far out of it. I think they're second in the wild card or something right now, and it's not that far.
Yeah, it's attainable.
I think that's a really good point. Something we tried to touch on here and there is it just different than last year.
It's a different brand.
However, if the Phillies weren't on honestly somewhat of a record pace for them.
Right.
Like, you know, just complete tear.
Right.
It wouldn't look so bad. It's you literally look at the
they
Central.
They flipped each other, honestly. Yeah. They flipped from what they were last year, and the Phillies were kind of in the same spot, and the Rays were running away with everything.
But
and look how that ended, I guess.
And this team has struggled so much hitting at times, but they almost feel more balanced because you're winning by pitching instead of 8-6 every night.
Real quick, let's hit the open. We just saw Scotty Scheffler with his left foot planted in the bunker and his right foot, basically his right ankle, his inner ankle, on the grass behind him. Hits a heck of a bunker. Shane Lowry's winning right now. Tiger, after starting, I think, 2-under yesterday, Bo, is now at 10-over. I don't think he's going to make the cut.
Yeah, last I saw, he was actually 11-over. Lowry had made it to 7-under. He's now dropped a stroke back to 6-under. You know what the amazing thing was? That was a par three that we saw Scheffler in the bunker with his foot out, foot in, and looked like, I don't know what kind of stance that was.
He was doing a little bit of hokey pokey in the bunker right there.
An amazing shot, then misses for Scotty Scheffler, a very makeable putt, misses it. He actually dropped. He's down to one now, but he feels like he's about to go on a little heater here. And I think he's like maybe 5 or 6 holes in today. He could be on his way to moving up that leaderboard.
Weather a little bit better today. Also, in our final piece of news here in the front page, this comes out of Alabama yesterday, and I got thoughts about this. So it looks like it's going to go to the state legislature or the Board of Regents or however else they have to do this over in Alabama. News is that reportedly they are going to be naming it Nick Saban Field. Bryant-Denny Stadium at Nick Saban Field. Now, Kelly.
No, flip it.
Nick Saban Field at Bryant-Denny Stadium?
Yeah.
Either way. Okay. Is this – all right, so I think it's Pat Dye Field in Auburn. I think it's Steve Spurrier Field in Florida. Mm-hmm.
Dooley at Sanford.
I hate this. It doesn't seem – you tell me, Kelly, because I know I got a lot of Bammer in me. It doesn't seem good enough, man. It just – it and like I think Mr. Denny actually created football at Alabama, so that's one – he's like one of the first presidents to bring in football and all that. And you know, everybody knows Bear Bryant. But it just seems like Nick Saban's due a little bit more than the field. Like, I feel like he's just a little bit more important than those people.
So what would be enough? Because you think of these guys like Dooley, Spurrier, the guys you just mentioned at their respective universities.
Yeah.
Similar impacts. What is enough for Saban?
You think those are similar impacts? I don't want to anger Georgia fans, but I'm seeing it's just a little bit different for me. I mean, six
national
titles.
You said it about the Georgia fans.
Right.
I'm out on that one.
And the Georgia fans know it's all love coming from me.
Like,
I'm not here to pick a fight.
I'll go there.
But, I mean, Steve Spurrier, what, 2 national titles?
One. But you got to remember, he also won a Heisman Trophy there.
That's a good point.
Right. And he literally changed the course of Florida football because Florida was in the dumps for a little bit there. They were on probation.
That's true.
And he came in there and won, I think, 6 or 7 SEC titles.
I think Bobby Bowden also has this honor, which is a little bit.
It is Bobby Bowden Field.
Bobby Bowden Field at Doak Campbell. It's a little bit more on par. It's just like, I don't know. Can we do like, I mean, he already has a statue. He's had a statue for 14 years.
You know what I mean? Like the first title, didn't he?
Yeah, he got a statue like 2010. So, I mean, and it's
the one that his favorite player was on.
Who's that?
You,
not me.
You,
no,
all American.
It wasn't me. I don't know, man. It just doesn't feel like enough. 6 national titles at the school. I don't know that I wanted him to name him, you know, Bryant Saban Stadium or anything like that, but it just.
Here's the problem.
Maybe a street, too. Maybe you do the field and the street at the same time.
I kind of agree with Kelly. What are you going to do? Like,
I
mean, obviously the football building will be named after him eventually.
I don't think they'll change that. That's right now. It's the Mount Moore Athletic Facility.
You're right.
There's no way they're getting rid of that.
But maybe the indoor facility will be named after him. Like the indoor, I'm sure they have an indoor little football facility, so maybe they can name that.
Yeah.
There's only so
it's got
much
a name
you can
too,
do.
But I think it's a donor, so you might be right.
There's only so much you can do. I mean, what are you supposed to do for the guy?
I don't know. I mean, y'all are making a good point. I'm not here to argue, but I'm kind of here to argue.
By
it just
the way,
seems like something else. Ding.
They're also paying him $400,000 to sit in a little office and do essentially nothing.
Listen, if
Steve Spurrier has the same job at Florida.
Yeah.
That's a great point. If I were Greg Byrne, the AD, I would be paying the same amount of money. You don't want that guy to walk out the door. You don't want him to drive up to his Mercedes dealership in Birmingham and just not spend any time with you.
Imagine walking in on a recruiting visit and – here's Coach Saban in his office watching film. And there's Saban just sitting there.
That'll work.
Yeah.
This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured? Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. All right, coming up next, we're going to take a timeout. Kelly Price is going to be on the hot seat. We're going to extract all of her deepest, darkest secrets. No, I'm just kidding. We'll hit that next. It's coming up on the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
the day the right way with the Morning Shift.
With Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
All right. All right.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike Johnson, Fox 5's Kelly Price, and Squid Billy, Bo Morgan. You like Squid Billy between Bo and Morgan? I can't ever remember. Bo, Squid Billy, Morgan?
I don't know. The only reason, it's weird these days because Bo Johnson, and we got two Bos, we spell it the same. We are completely different because he's a Saints fan and an LSU fan. So,
how did he wind up here? Anyways.
Yeah, so I do, I guess it helps when you say that, but as soon as I start talking, you know who the hell I am.
When's the first time you ever heard the term Squid Billy? Is that pop maybe this morning?
Oof. Yeah. Not this morning. I definitely have heard it on this radio station before.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a timeout in just a minute, and we're going to kind of do a deep dive on Kelly, get to know her a little bit, but she's kind enough to hang out with us on this beautiful Friday morning in the city of Atlanta. Hey. I'm actually shocked you got your round of golfing yesterday, dude. When I tell you it torrentially poured in Sandy Springs and I was on the phone with you, I was like, there's no way you're playing golf. And you're like, ah, it looks good.
So, well, we did have some inclement weather. As we started the round, we literally get to the tee box, and it's a shotgun start, Kelly, the way we do it, and we only play nine holes. So we all meet at the clubhouse.
Which is the best part. The nine holes is the best part.
Quick. Everybody just takes off, right? Everybody just disperses and on for the front nine, and we get to nine is where we always tee off, and we're the B group, and literally as soon as we pull up, it just starts pouring.
No kidding. And I had to, dude. No way.
It literally rained for the entire first hole, and then we get on the green and the rain stops and we're like, oh, we're good the rest of the night. Pull up to the next hole, bottom drops out again. And then after that, when we got to the third hole, which would be hole two, because we go 9-1 and then two, as soon as we got to two, it just kind of cleared up and it was a beautiful night. It was not too muggy. Perfect.
All right, let's get to know Kelly a little bit. Let's take a timeout.
It's time for a timeout on the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, we're hanging out with Fox 5's Kelly Price this morning. Kind enough, like I said, to join us, hanging out with Squid Billy. I don't think she's annoyed with either one of us yet, but there's plenty of time. We're only 45 minutes into the show, so we'll try not to burst your eardrums at all. Look, we're going to get to know you a little bit. We were talking about, and I just said this just a second ago, I live up in the Sandy Springs area, Bo, up the northwest corridor towards the Stock. But what's the latest name for Woodstock?
Well, I'm in the Town Lake portion of Woodstock. Yeah. So the Stock?
The Stock?
I don't want to call it the Wood.
The Dub?
Neither is really a good option there.
Yeah. I won't ask you to say where you live, but what's been your favorite part of town since you've been in Atlanta?
I will not be sharing my address, but it is in Decatur.
Yeah. I love Decatur, though. Like,
where it's greater.
Dude, there you go. The Big Deezy. You know what I mean? I love going out to do date night all the time down in Decatur.
Oh, yeah.
What's the Italian joint? What is it?
246?
246.
Oh, that is my favorite restaurant in Atlanta. Oh, if you guys
where's
are listening.
Steak at when you need them. Oh,
love
man. So good. All right. So that'll lead to my first question for you. Perfect date night. We have had this conversation so many times about the perfect date night. I've always said that, like, for a first date, I used to love, like, Cine Bistro because you kind of watch a movie. You don't have to talk if you don't want to, but you also get dinner. Perfect date night.
Yes. The movie is an interesting option. I haven't had a first date in well over 10 years.
There you go.
So that's
same. So
things are a little bit different nowadays, yeah. You know, but back in the days when I was dating, movie would have been a good first date.
Solid.
For me and my husband, 246, you named it right there. That's literally our spot. So it's so funny you said that.
Have you ever been there?
We always go there.
Dude, never been there.
It's legendarily good. One of our favorite dates we've ever been on.
We go there, get some awesome spicy rigatoni. We go to get butter and cream ice cream afterwards or Jenny's. Walk around.
My wife is listening right now. We're going on a date tonight.
Now,
call the sitter. We're going on a date.
Does he ever, I'm going to put your husband on the spot here, but I've already called him Dr. Evil, so he probably loves me already. But does he ever kind of just come out of nowhere with a little surprise and change it up?
Dude,
because I get
so messed up. Now, if she says no, like, obviously he sounds terrible. There's no good answer to this. You better say yes.
I get in trouble because I don't do that enough.
Not spontaneous.
I mean, I don't get in trouble, but I know that I should do it more, and it's like,
I think we go on spontaneous, like, dinner dates all the time.
Yes, you do.
My other favorite spot downtown Decatur is Taqueria del Sol, which they have, a number
very
of locations
solid.
Around Atlanta. That's also
mall
our
chain.
Favorite
I've
one.
Been to the one in Nashville a number of times, and I know there's another one, maybe is that is that Lenox Road? Where the down on the east side of town. All right, so I'm glad you brought this up because y'all been dating 10 years. You said a little bit over 10 years. Did y'all meet in the era of social media, like meeting, like a Tinder, a Bumble?
No,
like
we met.
Instagram?
We went to high school together, we literally met the old school way in a classroom, sitting front and back. You know,
I'm trying
of
to do
each
the
other.
Math. Did y'all date in high school or?
We did briefly, but then we didn't date again until we were going to college together.
There you go. So what was the time between that?
You just tried to ask her how old she was without asking her.
No.
You did.
I made measure that earlier, so she goes, what did you say? I said, how long have you been married? She goes, 21. I go, 21. She goes, well, we got married in 21. I was like, oh, yeah. God. How old are you?
A lot of people get married in junior high in Florida. It's okay.
Yeah, like I said, you can do a lot of things in Florida. So.
Listen, you won't hurt my feelings. I'm from Florida myself.
Me too.
Did you always think you would have a career in media? Did you always think that like that was the goal?
Yes, obviously I have been a journalism nerd literally my whole entire life. I went to a journalism camp as a kid in St. Petersburg, Florida. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of the Poynter Institute, but
haven't, but I love it.
It's literally a journalism nerd place, and so factory, if you will.
What do they do at a journalism camp?
So
do you just interview
they have
people?
A lot of like. I don't want to call them professors, but they have people like in residency that are experts in ethics or different fields, and they kind of like lecture professional journalists, and they have like a summer camp, and I was always a writing nerd, so my mom signed me up one summer, and then I got working with the St. Pete Times in Tampa, where I'm
history.
From, and
history.
Space camp, journalism camp, they're the same thing.
Yeah.
Look, I got to ask you, if your love for sports wouldn't have taken you into sports, the sports side of it, so right now someone said, all right, Kelly, we're reassigning you, but you get to pick your division. It just can't be sports. Which side of the news would you want to do?
Ooh, well, it wouldn't be news. That's definitely the short answer. I did news like in college. Like I remember covering an obituary and I had a, you know.
I'm sorry, what?
I had to literally interview. No, this is news. I had to interview like a widow, his kids, all this stuff of this like really awesome, you know, professor who had donated a bunch of money and was a doctor and had saved all these lives and was just this awesome person. I was like, you know what? I will never be doing that again. So that's when I fully went into sports. So I don't know if I could do another like news job. Maybe something in like entertainment if I wasn't doing sports, but not news.
Yeah. It's so much easier to do sports or like an entertainment side. I just can't imagine the lives people, like, I can't imagine, and I don't want to go political here at all, but I can't imagine being a political talk person. Like, it has to be.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's been traumatic. The last week, are you kidding me?
Yeah. It's
crazy.
It just seems like you're always, you know, there's just so much anger in that side of the field these days.
You mentioned that you wanted to be a journalist for a long time, and you went to the camp. Who was the first like sports figure that you were a fan of that you can remember being like, oh, I'm a fan of the Orlando Magic, Shaquille O'Neal or what? I don't know. But who was the first sports figure?
I'm about to make this even more nerdy, but Tom Rinaldi.
Yeah.
It's not even an athlete or a player or a coach. It's literally just I remember watching College Game Day growing up and being like, I want to tell stories like that. Like,
you know what I just heard? You know what I heard her say when she said Tom Rinaldi?
So good.
I heard Kelly's always up for a good cry.
Yeah, I was going to say, and Rinaldi's now doing, he's with Fox now.
He's with Fox now.
I know, he's not doing the same work, and it's kind of sad.
He does some NASCAR stuff every now and then, and I'm a big fan of that, but he does all the Fox stuff. All right, this is one of the things, and I have hit pretty much everybody we've had in here with this, because I like to diagnose. The way I diagnose people is, what football position do they play?
Ooh.
All right, so I the minute I met Bo, I was like, this guy plays safety, but he plays in the box. You know what I mean? Smaller body, but willing to come up and hit you when need be and go and run support. I told Rob Tribble, he was actually a quarterback. I haven't met many quarterbacks, but Rob Tribble, definitely a quarterback. Tiffany, I think, what was Tiffany, a wide receiver? A little bit diva-esque, which we love about her.
Yeah, I think she was a wide receiver, kind of, but I think Tiffany was like, I'm more of a linebacker.
Yeah, I think she did. Do you have a preference? I haven't diagnosed you yet, but do you have a preference on position you think you play?
Dang, I hate that linebacker was already taken, because I get asked this question a lot more than you might think, actually.
Really?
And my answer is always linebacker.
Think so?
And also, just like being in the world now of sports and in high school sports, flag football is such a thing now for girls. Like,
oh, yeah.
I would have loved to do that when I was growing up, and I always think about if I was picking a position, I would be a linebacker because I'm not, like you kind of said, not afraid to go up and hit somebody, but kind of diagnosing everything, seeing what's going on, maybe a run stopper. I think that's what I would do.
There you go. You've got to meet Fox 5's Kelly Price just a little bit better there in that timeout. This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured? Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. All right, coming up next at the top of the hour, we'll go back to SEC Media Days, guys. And I don't know if you saw this yesterday. Lane Kiffin, some brutal, brutal honesty when talking to one of the members of the SEC Media Bow.
Yeah, I only had one issue with how he did it.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that next. Coming up at the top of the hour, hang out with us. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
What are the haps?
Start the day the right way with the Morning Shift.
With Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
All right, all right.
On Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike Johnson, Fox 5's Kelly Price, and Squid Billy Bo Morgan. You like Squid Billy between Bo and Morgan? I can't ever remember. Bo, Squid Billy, Morgan?
I don't know. The only reason it's weird these days because Bo Johnson, and we got two Bos, we spell it the same. It's weird, completely different because he's a Saints fan and an LSU fan. So.
How did he wind up here? Anyways.
Yeah. So I do. I guess it helps when you say that. But as soon as I start talking, you know who the hell I am.
When's the first time you ever heard the term Squid Billy? Is that probably maybe this morning?
Oof.
Yeah.
Not this morning. I definitely have heard it on this radio station before.
All right. We're going to take a timeout in just a minute. And we're going to kind of do a deep dive on Kelly, get to know her a little bit. But she's kind enough to hang out with us on this beautiful Friday morning in the city of Atlanta. Hey. I'm actually shocked you got your round of golfing yesterday, dude. When I tell you it torrentially poured in Sandy Springs and I was on the phone with you, I was like, there's no way you're playing golf. And you're like, it looks good.
So, well, we did have some inclement weather. As we started the round, we literally get to the tee box, and it's a shotgun start, Kelly, the way we do it, and we only play nine holes. So we all meet at the clubhouse.
Which is the best part. The nine holes is the best part.
Quick. Everybody just takes off, right? Everybody just disperses and on for the front nine, and we get to nine is where we always tee off, and we're the B group, and literally as soon as we pull up, it just starts pouring.
No kidding. And I had to, dude. No way.
It literally rained for the entire first hole, and then we get on the green, and the rain stops. And we're like, oh, we're good the rest of the night. Pull up to the next hole, bottom drops out again. And then after that, when we got to the third hole, which would be hole two, because we go 9-1 and then two, as soon as we got to two, it just kind of cleared up, and it was a beautiful night. It was not too muggy. It was perfect.
All right, let's get to know Kelly a little bit. Let's take a timeout.
It's time for a timeout on the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, we're hanging out with Fox 5's Kelly Price this morning. Kind enough, like I said, to join us, hanging out with Squid Billy. I don't think she's annoyed with either one of us yet, but there's plenty of time. We're only 45 minutes into the show, so we'll try not to burst your eardrums at all. Look, we're going to get to know you a little bit. We were talking, and I just said this just a second ago, I live up in the Sandy Springs area, Bo, up the northwest corridor towards the Stock, the Dub.
Yeah,
what's the latest name for Woodstock?
Well, I'm in the Town Lake portion of Woodstock,
yeah.
So the Stock.
The Stock?
I don't want to call it the Wood.
The Dub?
Neither is really a good option.
Yeah.
I won't ask you to say where you live, but what's been your favorite part of town since you've been in Atlanta?
I will not be sharing my address, but it is in Decatur.
Yeah. I love Decatur, though. Like,
where it's greater.
Dude, there you go. The Big Deezy. You know what I mean? I love going out to do date night all the time down in Decatur.
Oh, yeah.
What's the Italian joint? What is it?
246?
246.
Oh, that is my favorite restaurant in Atlanta.
Oh,
if you guys are listening.
Steak at when you need them. Oh,
love
man. So good. All right. So that'll lead to my first question for you. Perfect date night. We have had this conversation so many times about the perfect date night. I've always said that, like, for a first date, I used to love, like, Cine Bistro because you kind of watch a movie. You don't have to talk if you don't want to, but you also get dinner. Perfect date night.
Yes. The movie is an interesting option. I haven't had a first date in well over 10 years.
There you go.
So that's
same. So
things are a little bit different nowadays, yeah. You know, but back in the days when I was dating, movie would have been a good first date.
Solid.
But for me and my husband, 246, you named it right there. That's literally our spot.
So
it's so funny you said that.
Have you ever been there?
We always go there.
Dude, never been there.
It's legendarily good. One of our favorite dates we've ever been on.
We go there, get some awesome spicy rigatoni. We go to get butter. and cream ice cream afterwards or Jenny's. Walk
if
around.
My wife is listening right now, we're going on a date tonight. Now, call the sitter. We're going on a date.
Does he ever, I'm going to put your husband on the spot here, but I've already called him Dr. Evil, so he probably loves me already. But does he ever kind of just come out of nowhere with a little surprise and change it up?
Dude, because I get so messed up. Now, if she says no, obviously he sounds terrible. There's no good answer to this. You better say yes.
I get in trouble because I don't do that enough.
Not spontaneous.
I mean, I don't get in trouble, but I know that I should do it more. And it's like,
I think we go on spontaneous dinner dates all the time.
Yes, you do.
My other favorite spot downtown Decatur is Taco Del Sol, which they have a number
very
of locations
solid.
Around Atlanta.
That's
one
chain.
Of that's also
small
our
chain.
Favorite.
I've
one.
I've been to the one in Nashville a number of times, and I know there's another one. Maybe is that Lenox Road, where the down on the east side of town. All right, so I'm glad you brought this up because y'all been dating 10 years. You said a little bit over 10 years. Did y'all meet in the era of social media, meeting, a Tinder, a Bumble?
No, we met.
Instagram.
We went to high school together.
Oh,
so we literally met the old school way in a classroom, sitting front and back,
I'm trying
of
to do
each
the
other.
Math. Did y'all date in high school or?
We did briefly, but then we didn't date again until we were going to college together.
There you go. Yeah. So what was the time between that?
You just tried to ask her how old she was without asking her.
No, I actually
that's what
made,
you just did. You did.
I made measure that earlier, so she goes, What did you say? I said, how long have you been married? She goes, 21. I go, 21? She goes, well, we got married in 21. I was like, oh, yeah. God. What? How old are you?
A lot of people get married in junior high in Florida. It's okay.
Yeah, I said, you can do a lot of things in Florida. So.
Listen, you won't hurt my feelings. I'm from Florida myself.
Me too.
Did you always think you would have a career in media? Did you always think that that was the goal?
Yes, obviously I have been a journalism nerd literally my whole entire life. I went to a journalism camp as a kid in St. Petersburg, Florida. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of the Poynter Institute, but
haven't, but I love it.
It's literally a journalism nerd place, and so factory, if you will.
What do they do at a journalism camp?
So
do you just interview
they have
people?
A lot of I don't want to call them professors, but they have people in residency that are experts in ethics or different fields, and they kind of lecture professional journalists, and they have a summer camp, and I was always a writing nerd, so my mom signed me up one summer, and then I got working with the St. Pete Times in Tampa, where I'm
history.
From, and
history.
Space camp, journalism camp, they're the same thing.
Yeah.
Look, I got to ask you, if your love for sports wouldn't have taken you into sports, the sports side of it, if right now someone said, all right, Kelly, we're reassigning you, but you get to pick your division, it just can't be sports, which side of the news would you want to do?
Ooh, well, it wouldn't be news. That's definitely the short answer. I did news in college. I remember covering an obituary and I had a,
I'm sorry, what?
I had to interview a widow, his kids, all this stuff of this really awesome, professor who had donated a bunch of money and was a doctor and had saved all these lives and was just this awesome person. You know what? I will never be doing that again.
Yeah, no
so
kidding.
That's when I fully went into sports. So I don't know if I could do another news job. Maybe something in entertainment if I wasn't doing sports, but not news.
Yeah.
It's so much easier to do sports or an entertainment side. I just can't imagine the lives people I can't imagine, and I don't want to go political here at all, but I can't imagine being a political talk person. It has to be.
Oh my gosh, it's been traumatic. The last week, are you kidding?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It just seems you're always, there's just so much anger in that side of the field these days.
You mentioned that you wanted to be a journalist, for a long time, and you went to the camp. Who was the first sports figure that you were a fan of that you can remember being I'm a fan of the Orlando Magic, Shaquille O'Neal or what? I don't know, but who was the first sports figure?
I'm about to make this even more nerdy, but Tom Rinaldi.
Yeah,
it's not even
a
athlete or a player or a coach. It's literally just I remember watching College Game Day growing up and being I want to tell stories like that.
You know what I just heard? You know what I heard her say when she said
so
Tom Rinaldi?
So good.
I heard Kelly's always up for a good cry.
Yeah, I was going to say, and Rinaldi's now doing, he's with Fox now.
I know, he's not doing the same work, and it's kind of sad.
He does some NASCAR stuff every now and then, and I'm a big fan of that, but he does all the Fox stuff. All right, this is one of the things, and I have hit pretty much everybody we've had in here with this, because I like to diagnose. The way I diagnose people is, what football position do they play?
Ooh.
All right, so I the minute I met Bo, I was like, this guy plays safety, but he plays in the box. You know what I mean? Smaller body, but willing to come up and hit you when need be and doing and go and run support. I told Rob Tribble he was actually a quarterback. I haven't met many quarterbacks, but Rob Tribble, definitely a quarterback. Tiffany, I think, was – what was Tiffany, a wide receiver? A little bit diva-esque, which we love about her.
Yeah, that or I think she was a wide receiver. You know, but I think Tiffany was like, I'm more of a linebacker.
Yeah, I think she did. Do you have a preference? I haven't diagnosed you yet, but do you have a preference on position you think you play?
Dang, I hate that linebacker was already taken because I get asked this question a lot more than you might think, actually.
Really?
And my answer is always linebacker.
Think so?
And also just like being in the world now of sports and in high school sports, flag football is such a thing now for girls.
Like, oh, yeah.
I would have loved to do that when I was growing up. And I always think about if I was picking a position, I would be a linebacker because I'm not, like you kind of said, not afraid to go up and hit somebody, but kind of diagnosing everything, seeing what's going on, maybe a run stopper. I think that's what I would do.
There you go. You've got to meet Fox 5's Kelly Price just a little bit better there in that timeout. This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured? Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. All right, coming up next at the top of the hour, we'll go back to SEC Media Days, guys. And I don't know if you saw this yesterday. Lane Kiffin, some brutal honesty when talking to one of the members of the SEC media, Bo.
Yeah, I only had one issue with how he did it.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that next. Coming up at the top of the hour, hang out with us. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.